Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Behind the Yorkie in front of the net. He'll walk up! Score! Sharpen your blades! Tighten your skates!
The latest news on your team.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
The hottest guest in the game.
To be a general manager in this league, every now and then you got to do something outside of the box.
Get on the ice! Don't play nice! Access you won't get anywhere else.
Connor McDavid is not going to be denied. At some point, he's just going to pick this team up and put it on his back.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that.
Score!
This is Leon Draisaitl.
I'm Darnell Nurse.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas on your home for Oilers hockey. 630 Chan. Now, here's Brandon Escott.
82 down, and now it begins for real. This is what we've been waiting for here. And oh my goodness, did a whole lot of stuff happen prior to, but we have completed the gauntlet once again, friends. Well, you and I haven't, I guess. The players have, though, and they're ready to rock ahead of game one against the Los Angeles Kings for a third consecutive year. I'm ready for it. Are you? I'm quite confident you are, too. It's Brendan Escott here with you as Bob attends to an event in Grand Prairie, Alberta. I hope everyone's having fun up there or will be a little later this evening. I think Craig McTavish is in attendance for that one as well. But obviously, Bob, back on Monday as we get you set with extended hours for playoff hockey. It will be the case right through the playoffs. 3 hours on non-game days. There you go. 3 hours. On game days, we'll give you 2 hours of Oilers Now and then 2 more hours of the City Ford Faceoff show. And it all starts on the 22nd. Puck drops at 8 o'clock or shortly thereafter for both Monday and Wednesday here. And then things flip down to Los Angeles. And those will be played games 3 and 4 on Friday and Sunday, 8:30 puck drops. So there you go. You can plan your life accordingly. We now finally know, and it's amazing how it took us basically until the final game of the season was played last night between Los Angeles and Chicago until Edmonton actually knew who the opponent was going to be. For sure. The way that went down was absolutely incredible, by the way. All Vegas had to do was pick up 1 point. They failed to do that against Anaheim, which in and of itself is, well, it's a little surprising, shall we say. That was doable and they didn't do it. Okay. But Los Angeles was in a position where they had to win and they were in good shape. They were up 3-1 in the third period. And then 6.5 minutes went by and they were down 4-3. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Does anybody want to play Edmonton? Somebody had to. Los Angeles takes it to overtime. They actually ended up winning the game in overtime. But they got the point they needed. And here we are for a third straight year. And we can look at this as a trilogy, but in reality, Edmonton won the first two matchups. And Todd McLellan's no longer a part of that coaching staff. It's Jim Hiller's team now. They've been pretty middling. We'll go through all of this with a fine-tooth comb, but for the most part, in the second half. They call it the final 60 games. They had 28 wins in their final 59 games of the year. So, middle of the pack kind of hockey. Edmonton, meanwhile, under Chris Knobloch, pretty well the opposite of that. Best winning percentage in the league since that change took place. I know Bob's told you all about it, but 46-18-5 was the final record in Chris Knobloch's first regular season. 703 winning percentage was tops. So I really want to see how this translates into the playoffs. There's two new coaches at the helms of two teams that have been going shot for shot. First series goes 7 games, and the second series goes 6 games. Maybe this is the one that's most likely only to go 5. I was telling Brandon the crossover, you got to spot at Los Angeles at least one game, right? If for no other reason than Edmonton has not been able to win a game one since 1990. That has to change. You're not going to go 4 series and put yourself behind the 8 ball. And then, I mean, I guess you could, but that would be incredibly difficult. And really, this team should be able to jump on teams out of the gate, specifically Los Angeles. If I could have handpicked a playoff opponent, it probably would have been the Kings, just because I think that there's plenty to work with in terms of that rivalry. I still stand by the Kings being the bigger rival than Vegas. And now you get to take them out immediately. And hey, maybe Dallas does the same thing to Vegas, who finished in the 8th seed as a result of all of that tomfoolery last night. Nobody wanting to win those games. But it could be a very interesting path forward for Edmonton as the Western Conference plays out. Got to take care of your own business, though, and it starts on Monday night. Later on in this show, we will hear from Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoff. Look at this series and go around the NHL as well. Obviously, some big news in Salt Lake City. Bob sat down with Marty McSorley for our friends at Conlon Motorsport on a Throwback Friday, and he played for both sides of this battle, so that will be an interesting conversation to hear. John Shannon, our NHL insider, going to wrap up this week with you. Now, I posed the question on Twitter, and I'm going to pose it to you here as well on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. What is the highlight of the regular season? I mean, this entire thing is going to hang on whether or not they like make the Stanley Cup final or ultimately win the Stanley Cup. But as far as the regular season goes, I'm curious what the highlight was for you. Zach Hyman scored 50 goals this year. Connor McDavid became the first player in several decades again to hit the 100-assist plateau, shortly followed up by Kucherov. But it was a milestone moment. And then, of course, you've got that 16-game winning streak. And that seems to be the prevailing thing as I floated it out to the Twitter sphere. Everybody's saying hockey is a team game. You can't look past the 16-game winning streak that really swung the season. You really can't look past the 8 games before that. They won 8, and then they lost 3, and then they won 16. So you talk about 24 wins and 3 losses. No kidding, they had a little time to sort of let things fizzle out rather than trying to scrap until the last possible minute to get in, which is certainly what I thought was going to be the case. Better situation. But I do want to know, for you, what was the regular season highlight? 780-496-0063. Maybe one of those ends up being the text of the day. Perhaps it does. I'll mention that the team is off today, deservedly so. None of the big guys played last night. They did travel, though, and a 3-hour flight back from Denver in the middle of the night. So no ice time today for the Oil, but they will be out there tomorrow and, of course, Saturday as well. No, tomorrow is Saturday. Saturday and Sunday. And then we drop the puck Monday night. It is upon us. It always feels like such a marathon. And then boom, weather's starting to turn. And then the playoffs are here. 780-496-0063. Oh, these are good handles. Oil Drenched says coaching change was the highlight of the season. Well, that's interesting because I imagine that person wasn't the Jay Woodcroft detractor coming into this year. Pearl says Connor Brown finally scoring was fantastic. Yeah, that the crowd reaction to that has to be pretty high up on the highlights for this regular season, without a doubt. And if you had the good fortune of being in the building when that happened, that is, I think that's what makes this such a magical hockey market. It's just, it's incredible when you're going deaf to the tune of 18,357 people all hollering in unison about something like that. That was incredible. Okay, there was a game last night. I didn't even bother with an audio recap because Stuart Skinner, some would say inexplicably, got hung out to dry and shelled through that first period. Calvin Pickard comes, takes over. They get out of it with a 5-1 loss against a Colorado team that didn't rest anybody, because they had to get that engine revved up for playoffs. Edmonton kind of already did that. But let's nevertheless get into the audio vault. The audio vault.
The Oilers Now audio vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Okay, a couple quick thoughts here from the head coach, Chris Knobloch's assessment of that final regular season game.
Well, I think the first 10 minutes we were a little bit starstruck or just paralyzed, just trying to make the perfect play. When we're moving our feet, we're overthinking, and ultimately we're just defending, and they were making plays, and they really took it to us in the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, got a little bit better, but then in the second period, I think we started skating, simplifying our game, and just playing hockey, and it was much better after that.
Corey Perry, one of few veterans dressed in that game last night. He talked about a tough start against Colorado.
You know, we had quite a few regulars out tonight, but, you know, I thought the first half of that first period, we were just standing around watching them, and they were skating around us making plays. And, you know, but after that, it's all about work, and, you know, we battled hard, and, yeah, it's just one of those games where you the way you started, it just wasn't there.
No harm, no foul, no change in the standings as a result of that. But what it was an opportunity for the younger guys like Dylan Holloway or Philip Broberg, who those two actually set up or combined for a goal. A nice point shot by Broberg, tipped in by Holloway. And that was the one goal, wasn't it? Good experience for the young guys, says the head coach.
Oh, and anytime you beat up, it leaves a mark. I think it was a good experience for our you know, second, third, fourth line guys who got more ice time, it was almost, they were playing really well for us to play with that intensity, that speed, and it was a good test for those guys to get ready for the playoffs, because I think Colorado was treating it as a precursor to the playoffs and wanting their team to get ready. And obviously, we use that as not our top guys to get ready for the playoffs, but other guys. And I thought at the end of the game, when we rejuggled the lines, second and third period, I thought they played pretty well.
One more clip here. You might not have caught this in the pregame, but it was an extended pregame yesterday ahead of the game between Edmonton and Colorado. And that presented an opportunity for Bob to chat with Ken Holland about what a big turnaround occurred this season for Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the team really responded to Chris and Paul Coffey. You know, they both came in. I've been real impressed with Chris. He seems to have a real, for a rookie coach, seems to have a real good feel for in-game, you know, just whether he needs to make some line switches or get Connor Leon out for an extra shift, you know, between games, you know, for a young rookie coach. And now he's coached a long time,
yep,
and had a lot of success at a lot of different levels. But I've certainly been really impressed with his feel for making little tweaks, decisions as you go. I think I've really been pleased. I think we're top 10 in the league in goals against. You know, I think every year we've got a little bit better at keeping the puck out of our net and defending, and obviously that's what Chris has been good at in his career, getting the team organized and checking. So we're excited to get going next week. Like I said, it's been an up and down roller coaster ride. We kind of come into the year expecting to have a good year after last year. We were 2-9-1. I think everybody's head was spinning a little bit. We knew we had a pretty good team. I was worried that we were digging too big of a hole, and can we get out of it? Obviously the 16 game, the 24-3, 8-game winning streak, lose 3 and win 16. The 24-3 run over a 27-game period got us back into the mix, and we're now excited, real excited.
There you go. That's a couple thoughts from Ken Holland talking prior to yesterday's game. It's the Oilers and Los Angeles in round one of the playoffs for a third straight year. That is your top story today, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. We'll go around the NHL with NHL Today when we get back to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
CeCe to Connor McDavid, peering inside, dishing. CeCe shoots and scores! 1-0 Edmonton in game 7! This crowd explodes! The puck squirts free, and Yamamoto will carry it out. Tried to chip it for McDavid. He's got it to the net. A backhander slid wide. McDavid backhand wrap around. Score! Jonathan Quick on a delayed penalty call. 2-0. The captain delivers late in game 7. Kopitar fires. Smith the save. He's going to shut Los Angeles out in game 7. Edmonton 2. LA nothing. In front. What timer score? I have follow. Set up by Arvidsson, and LA comes all the way back to win it 4-3 in overtime. Hyman left wing for the win. He shoots and scores. Zach Hyman. This game is over. This series is tied. McLeod spins. Yamamoto looking for the net. Top of the left circle. Shot score. Tyler Yamamoto. Put it upstairs. And Edmonton takes a 5-4 lead. He'll shoot. It's knocked down. 3 seconds. Drive from distance. Blocked. And this series is over. Edmonton 5. Los Angeles 4.
Those goosebumps will go away in a couple of minutes. Don't you worry. But wow, can I ever not wait for more Jack Michaels on the radio. Bob Stauffer alongside games 1 and 2 Monday and Wednesday next week. Let's get to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialists. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. And by the way, a big shout out to Reed Wilkins for slapping that little montage of the last couple playoff and encounters together. Postseason starts tomorrow with Carolina hosting the Islanders, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those Americans love their afternoon hockey. Boston and the Leafs at 6 o'clock in Beantown. Oilers and Kings again drop the puck Monday night at 8. Nikita Kucherov's 144 points earned him the Art Ross Trophy as the league's highest point getter. Auston Matthews, of course, winning the Rocket Richard with 69 goals. And Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck and Laurent Brossoit take home the William M. Jennings Trophy, having allowed the fewest goals against. The team moving from Arizona to Salt Lake City has part of its new name. Ryan Smith and Ashley Smith, the ownership group, said it's going to begin with Utah. So not the Salt Lake somethings, it's the Utah somethings, but that's all we know right now, and he says he doesn't want to rush anything. Pittsburgh's general manager and president of hockey operations, Kyle Dubas, named to Canada's front office for the upcoming World Hockey Championship. We've got Bakersfield wrapping up the regular season with a home-and-home starting in Henderson this evening. Saskatoon is awaiting their opponent in the Eastern Conference Final in the Western League, and James Steffen and the Portland Winterhawks, well, they can punch their ticket to the Western Final if they complete the sweep of Everett tonight on the road. Still to come, sit-down conversations between Bob and Marty McSorley and myself and Frank Saravalli. That one's coming right up. But again, I want to keep the text coming at 780-496-0063 as far as your highlight of the regular season goes. And there's been a lot of response and that, of course, I have now cleared my screen of. Lots of people saying that Jack should be doing the games on TV. That sentiment is always there. Jackie B says, highlight for me was going to the game against Washington for my birthday. The only game I got to all year, and I'm not even an Ovechkin fan. So between Skinner standing up Ovi and Connor Brown's first goal, that was a wonderful night, Jackie says. A very valid opinion there. Keep them coming. We'll get to those throughout the rest of the show. Right now, we'd better send it off to Randy Kilburn with a Global News weather traffic update. It's Frank Saravalli on the other side.